same. Folks are starting to stream into the chat room. I can see Mr. Lozier, Tommy Head Jigs. And I've got a special guest host with me tonight, newest member of the Kayak Fishing Radio crew. And we spell that with a K, KFR crew. It's Matt Trucks, a.k.a. Yak Chum. Hey, Matt, how are you tonight, man?
Hey, good evening. Thanks for having me on the radio.
Yeah, so if you're in the chat room tonight, you're seeing Kayak Fishing Radio co-host. That would be Matt. So he's in the house. He's here in the virtual studio with me, and there he goes. He put it out there, Matt Chum, Matt Yak Chum. All right, so we're all there. Yeah, Lozier's like, hit a button. Go ahead, hit a button, man. Take your pick. You get the first choice of a button tonight.
All right.
When he picked the beans, man.
I had to hit the beans.
Hey, we got a caller here. Let me go ahead and say hi to them. Area code 863, you're on the air.
You know who this is.
I know who that is. That would be Haywood, Bill Howard. What's up, Bill?
Well, not much, man. I just literally walked in the door. I just got back from Jacksonville.
Whoa, you've been there all week, right?
Yeah.
How was that? Was that a lot of fun, man? Did you get to fish?
No, I didn't get to fish, but and it wasn't fun. But we're making that money, so that's what counts.
There you go. A little taxable income, right? There you go. So you've been doing all right, man?
Yeah, had a full weekend last weekend. Spent Saturday with Team Becker, and then Sunday I went over to the Space Coast.
Yeah, I saw that you were doing a little fishing over there. How did that work out, man? Can you talk about
it? It was good. If spooking big fish was an Olympic sport, I'd be a gold medalist.
You'd be a gold medalist with it, right?
Yeah. So, we saw so many big trout. Gosh, they were everywhere. And the problem was it was overcast and we didn't have very good light and just a slight chop on the water. So as we would drift along, you know, you'd see one and it'd be too late. You couldn't really make a good cast. And we ran into a big school of drum. They weren't the biggest drum. They weren't cedar key big. There was a few in the school that were pretty good size.
Right.
But, you know, there was 100 of them at least in 3 feet.
100 tailers?
Well, they weren't tailing. They were just schooling. They were just swimming.
Right.
And, you know, in 3 feet of water, literally right in front of me, you know, all I had to do was pitch my jig out, and I pitched it and I pitched it, you know, and I was like, come on, you stupid things eat. And finally I got one to take it, and we went for a little sleigh ride.
Awesome. So did you just go over to... Were you fishing? Were you in the lagoon, river? Were you in the no motor?
We were in the no motor zone. I was fishing with Alex Goritsky,
yeah,
and his father. Alex used to work at the Cape, and his father still does. So we launched literally behind the solid rocket booster repair facility.
Oh, so you launched on the east side.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I mean, right next to the hangar where they, you know, and then where the ships come in with the boosters, where they used to anyway. And we fished in that area over there, and it was pretty good. My third cast, I had a redfish come up his mouth was probably maybe the size of a big, really big softball.
Oh.
It was just, it was huge. You know, and I thought, oh, okay, third cast, this is going to be good.
Not like our first time over where we just wound up with a good picture of us all Tebowing and a nice paddle across the lagoon, right?
So, yeah, a nice paddle across
the windy lagoon.
Of the water.
Right? So what do you think, how does it look for you for us, you know, give us kind of your perspective on what's going to shape up for the boondoggle. So what do you think? The area is pretty sweet, right?
Well, the east side, and Alex and I talked about this, there is a total lack of grass.
Yeah.
Where I mean, the whole, just about the whole east side, everywhere we went, there is no grass. Now, I'm used to that in the wintertime. Here in the Bay, a lot of the grass dies off. And not all of it, but
right,
some of it. And this is just completely void of any grass at all. I don't know what the west side and what Cars is like, but the east side where we fished, there was no grass. Now, there was a ton of bait. There was a ton of finger mullet. We saw a few big redfish, but they weren't schooled up. We only saw, you know, like one or two here or there.
Right.
The drum were, you know, they were schooled up, and we ran into some, you know, geez, Chip, we saw probably hundreds of just, you know, normal redfish, and
cool,
a lot of trout mixed in with all the finger mullet and stuff. So I don't know if the weather stays, you know, if we don't get a really big cold snap for a long time, it should be pretty good.
Right. Yeah, when the Friday after Thanksgiving, we were down there, you know, we were at River Palms, spent Thanksgiving there. And on the way home, we cruised up the coast there, and Aclona and I put the boats in for a couple hours. Chuck and them were, and I saw Alex and Pepe and all of them, and we met up with them, and we got a couple of hours of casting and stuff. And I saw a lot of fish. They weren't biting anything. The sun was real high, but I didn't see a lot of grass. There was some grass and stuff, but there were a lot of fish. I saw some sheep's head and saw a lot of big schools of finger mullet were still out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah,
I know what you're saying there. Let me holler at Chuck. Looks like Chuck's dialed in here. Let's see. Mr. Chuck, is that you? Chuck, no. Area code 321. Hello.
Howdy.
Right. I was just going to put you back on mute if you don't want to talk, man. Howdy. Hello.
Howdy.
Okay, there you are. How are you tonight,
man? I muted myself.
All right, and I think there's somebody there, 845, area code 845. I don't see that you've pressed the button that you want to talk, but if you do, just hit 1 and it'll let me know that you want to talk. So otherwise, I'll just let you listen. So, okay, there you hit the button. Area code 845, how are you? Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio.
I would never miss a chance to have my opportunity to speak on Kayak Fishing Radio.
Hang on just a second there.
And that's the problem. Without the Skype dial-in, I didn't get the music intro, but I do appreciate it very much. Thanks.
Mr. Becker. And so you guys know Yak Chum, Matt Trucks, is with us on Buzzard's Row here tonight, a new member of the kayak fishing crew. He's developing our progress on our stream for our Apple and Android app for smartphones. If you guys haven't downloaded that, I saw that Mr. Becker, you have been playing with the app a little bit. So,
as a matter of fact, I tried to listen in on the app tonight and couldn't get it to stream, so I called in.
It would not stream? Maybe my system
would not stream, sir.
Uh-oh.
We'll have to check that out.
No, it's streaming on mine. So, sorry, but
maybe I'm just I'm probably just locked out. I could understand that.
You're locked out. Yeah, we saw you were coming, so. But
we had to ban you.
He wanted to make you call in. He wanted to talk to you anyway. So Haywood said he spent Saturday with the Becker team there.
Yeah, we did. We, you know, every once in a while, and I am sorry I missed the beginning of the show.
You'll have to go back and listen to the podcast so you can see.
I will do that. However, I'm not sure how much Bill said about our judgment that morning. But every once in a while, you know, there's something that you should do. And you know from past experience there's something you should do, but you're thinking about doing something else. Because you're thinking about doing something else, you do something else, and then you realize that you really should have done the thing you should have done instead of doing what you did. That's what we did.
Yeah.
Did I get that right, Bill? I think I,
you
I
got
think
it
I tried
right,
to get
brother.
That right.
That's it. You nailed it.
Yeah,
we
should
have done what we talked about.
We should have been on the points.
Yeah.
But it is,
well,
it is what
did,
it is.
If we had done
out
the
there.
Points, we wouldn't have seen those tarpon.
That's true. And I have
and
to
if
tell
the
you.
Water skier, if the water skier hadn't have come through, we probably would have caught one.
Really? some
yeah,
late
if,
season tarpon, huh?
Yep. Yeah, there were some small and some not so small tarpon rolling around in the area where we were. And aside from Robert having to paddle quite quickly to keep from getting run down by a cabin cruiser pulling a foot skier, they blew right through where we were on these tarpon. But I have to tell you that it was not as fun as the tarpon would have been, but it was still quite fun to have a small, maybe 15-pound tarpon roll a short distance away from Robert's and my boat. Have Robert throw a Miradine out towards it, crank four times, and then come tight on what was about a 26 or 27-inch ladyfish that came blasting out of the water. And for the first 5 seconds, he really wasn't sure what was happening, but he was having a really good time with it no matter what, because this thing just went flipping out across the surface. So that was still okay. As you say every now and then, you know, for a ladyfish, that's pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and for a youngster like Robert to get hooked up like that after seeing a tarpon, you know what? Did he actually land the ladyfish?
No, he's about 2 feet from the boat, and he let it jump a couple extra times to avoid landing the ladyfish.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I would have told him it was a tarpon.
he knows the difference.
Yeah, that's the problem. These kids are too smart these days. But yeah, that's awesome, man. That sounds like you guys had a great time. So I guess I got to rewind the tape here. So what would have, should have, could have you done other than have that much fun?
What we really should have done is we got out there shortly after, you know, daylight on a good strong outgoing tide to a good negative low. And the previous times that Bill and I have fished there, when we've got that much tide moving, especially on an outgoing, the fish really tend to concentrate on the downstream points and downstream of the, you know, the cross current points. But we did really well.
Uh-huh.
My first time down there, we had very similar situation, very similar conditions, and we decided to fish some of the downstream points using logic instead of emotion, and we just hammered them. Bill and I did very well and had a really good time. This time, however, we decided that we wanted to get back to an area where the last time we were out, Bill had caught some very nice redfish. He was on a big snook that he couldn't hook up. I was on a big snook that I couldn't hook up. And it was a good area for tailing redfish. And we had almost a third of a meter of negative low tide. So we figured the fish would be up in the backcountry in those areas, might catch some fish on the flats, and we were focused on that. And that's what we went and did. And after we went back in there and found out that we didn't have what we thought we had, it was one of those, you know, facepalm, you know, we look at each other at the same time and say, you know, y'all are idiots. And what you really should have done was fish the points and then come in here later on and find there were no fish. But I don't think that that's a tactical error that we'll make again.
Okay.
We wound up paddling. I measured it. It was probably paddled close to 5 miles, a little more than 5-6 miles that day.
Wow.
Between 5 and 6, I think. up into the area where we found the tarpon rolling. And up in that area, Bill had either a very large snook or a tarpon blister, a topwater lure that all we saw was silver and mouth. And unfortunately, the line didn't come tight, but Robert and I were both hooting and hollering about that. And that was right before the water skier incident, so we didn't get to explore that too much further.
Right.
But that's what we should have done. We should have fished the current and fished the conditions instead of fishing what we thought was going to happen. So
I know, I hate when
you know,
that happens.
That's the last time I listened to Haywood. Next time I'm going to go and do what I think we should do. So.
All right. Haywood, your chance to.
Well, I'm giving him the. I was just going to give him the option to respond, but the fact of the matter is that it was definitely a mutual decision. So, and I'll even take more of the blame for it. So, because I wanted to get Robert up on those other redfishing. So,
yeah,
that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, there's not much more to add. We were idiots.
do you get hats that say that?
we will. I'm having them made tomorrow.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to go with the real right way and just say we was idiots. W-U-Z.
Yeah, we was idiots.
It's probably going to be idjits. I-J-I-T-S. We was idjits. So.
You could just get one that says I'm with stupid and the arrow points to each one of you.
Nice. I like the way you think.
Yeah, all right. Well, that sounds like it was a great day, though. You right? You were fishing.
It was absolutely a great day.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So, and right before you called in, Bill was telling us about his trip over to the No Motor Zone and seeing lots of fish and stuff. And then I want to say we have a birthday boy in our midst there. Chuck has got a year older on us this week. Happy birthday, Chuck.
Thanks.
That's awesome. Now he can finally drink legally with us at Cars Park.
That's right.
That's right. I just went and got my updated version of my driver's license. So, it's always been strange being 18 years old, having a full grown beard, and you know, it's hard to get by that way.
Well, that was when you were in seventh grade. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Chuck, you fished all day on your birthday, man. How did that go, man? Where were you at?
God, man, I don't think I've ever paddled as much as I paddled on my birthday. It was awesome. Went up to the lagoon, put in a Beacon 42, was going to cross across to the east side, which is about, mile and a half paddle just to get to the other side. And the wind started picking up on me, so I decided to stay on the west side. And just worked out in front of the Clinker Islands, moving north. Out of Beacon 42 there, and was lucky enough to just pick off redfish after redfish after redfish that were just cruising really, really shallow. So, it was fun. And then I got a couple big fat trout, moved locations, put the kayak in the back of the truck, took off up to the north, do a little bit of fishing in an area that I had never fished before, which was Spruce Creek up towards New Smyrna. And heavily tidal driven, pretty cool little area there. Got a couple dink trout, one little pup redfish. But the story is what took place last night.
Uh-oh.
Did
you have night maneuvers?
I just got in my truck, so don't mind the beeping noise. We went out to me, Pepe, this guy John and Justin from my Space Coast Kayak Angler group. We went out to Hall River Canal to do a little bit of nighttime fishing for some bigger redfish, hopefully some black drum. We didn't find the black drum, but we got a couple reds. But the coolest part of the night, man, was as soon as we paddled out away from the boat ramp, got in the middle of Hall River Canal, you can hear the drum, blacks and reds, drumming to each other. It was the coolest thing I've ever heard, because it wasn't like they were spooking and drumming. They were just swimming around drumming.
Cool.
So, yeah, it was kind of crazy. During that night, we were hissed at and growled at
by a big gator. That was interesting, not knowing where he was at, just hearing him. We also heard a pack of coyotes that live up there on the refuge getting after it. I don't know what they were doing, probably hunting a pig or something, but heard some pigs, saw some pigs. It was a fun night, man, but the drum, hearing them do what they were doing was pretty awesome.
It's cool. I never heard anybody say that before. Of course, I don't know any too many people that have gone out red fishing at night, but cool.
Yeah.
So you had a great
awesome
birthday.
Yeah, birthday was good, man. Like I say, you know, it is what it is. Another year. You know, I'm getting old. You know, 33. It's tough. I'm sure. Bill and Becker are sitting there shaking their heads like you young little.
I know, right?
Snapper.
33. Oh my 30, God.
Yeah. I know, man.
But yeah, man, I had a great birthday. Thank you very much, and thank you to everybody who gave me some birthday wishes there on Facebook. Man, it really made my day.
Cool.
Yeah, just in case you're wondering, I've got underwear older than he is.
That's pretty awesome.
Matter of fact, I think I'm wearing a pair right now. How's that for a thought?
That's too much information.
And I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Yeah, let's see. This is thank you. Yeah, we're going to get Ranger Rick in there. So, or I think maybe this is a better response. There we go. So, well, cool, man. So we've got some fishing reports. I don't know. Hey, Matt, when was the last time
yep.
you went fishing?
Eastern Shore, VA, or Virginia. I was down there 2 weekends ago.
Yeah?
And, of course, my luck of fishing in Virginia is fish don't bite when I get there.
It was the next night that they hauled out, like, a couple dozen 50-pounders, right?
It was actually, yeah, 2 nights later.
Yeah.
After I left.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I haven't fished up here in Jersey since the weekend before the hurricane came through.
Uh-huh.
And I've tried, but there's just no beach access anywhere.
And there's still nothing going on that no water you can get to, huh?
Not that I know. I'm going to try again this weekend.
Right.
There's an area I think might be cleaned up by now. It's up more by Staten Island in the back of Raritan Bay. And the stripers usually stack up there until it gets really cold. Winter's been pretty mild so far up here, so I'm sure the fish are still there. I'm just hoping I can get on the water.
Right. Hey, Wood, man, have a good one, man. We'll talk to you after Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I got to run. Like I said, I just walked in the door and haven't eaten, so I got to go.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Hey, take it easy. Thanks
All right.
for calling in.
All right.
Oh, Bill Haywood there. Great guy. If you haven't had a chance to fish with him, he's a special guy. So it's good to see him back out on the water. He's doing okay, right, Beck? Greg, you still there?
Yeah, sorry, I had to get to the phone out of my pocket and get the mute button. Yeah, he's doing okay. He's, you know, we're still taking it easy and being cautious. And
right.
I was, if we had been going, you know, upstream and up tide last weekend, it would have been a challenge. But we wound up being able to work the tides the right ways. And I'll tell you, 6 months ago, we wouldn't have been able to make that paddle.
Right.
So
that's good to hear.
That's definitely a good thing. Yep.
And he said today, Sunday, he went over to No Motor Zone and fished with Alex and him.
Yep.
So that's cool. Good to see him back out on the water again. Hopefully he'll show up for the boondoggle.
Oh, we're hoping.
Yeah. You?
I'm planning on being at his camping site. So, yeah, it looks like at this point I'm not I'm out of the room with Junior. So, yeah, it looks like Junior Flyreel and I will be over for We'll be over for the boondoggle, so I think I'm going to bring him along.
Still holding that trump card to make sure the grades stay right?
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
It's a parenting tool, man.
Absolutely. That's my story.
And stick to it, right? So,
yeah.
Actually, one of the subject line, I want to say hey to the folks in the chat room here. We got a couple of guests in there. I saw old Bill in there a little earlier. It looks like he may have dropped off. Maybe he hasn't got back on yet. I think he was listening to a podcast instead of the live show. We got Jim Van Pelt. He's down in the southwest corner of Florida there. Welcome aboard. Mr. Lozier, half of the Double L team, our Tuesday night host. I'd like to see him in there. I sure Chris is listening in the background somewhere. And R. Lee, another one of our new Virginia friends, and Tommy Head Jigs, right down the road here from me in the ATL. He's down in the Noonan area there. So good to see you guys in, and glad you could make it here tonight on the Kayak Fishing Radio. So Chris says he'll make me an itchy hairpiece. I don't need an itchy hairpiece. So that's too funny. So anyways, coming up, man, we got what? Tomorrow's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Christmas is Tuesday. We got 4 days
in a week.
Tomorrow's
the end of the world.
Say again?
Tomorrow's the end of the world.
I know. Well, now there, you see. Actually, I think we got listeners in Australia and New Zealand, and I haven't heard anything that New Zealand, that part of the world has dropped off the map, and it's already the 21st over there, so.
Yeah, it's supposed
but
to be at,
heard anything at all.
11 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah.
They have the time down.
Right. So there was something on the news tonight on the NBC or Diane Sawyer. They were talking about something with NASA and stuff like that, but they think it was just actually a joke. So I think I saw somebody posted it up on Facebook today or yesterday. Said like two Mayans, and the one Mayan comes up and goes, "Hey, I got a new batch of tequila." And the other Mayan said, "Ah, okay, it's not like the end of the world if I don't finish this calendar." So.
Yeah.
All right. You're supposed to be ready with the button there, man, right? Here's the button. There. Okay.
Yeah, I got to find that one.
Yeah, it's rim shot down there at the bottom, man. There's a lot of them there. Need a big monitor so you can open up your screen and see all the buttons there.
Yeah, I got the dualies running here.
Okay. All right. So, so Chuck, man. Hello, Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, dude, don't scare us like that, man. You're a little further east than we are. If we don't hear from you, man, we think maybe the Mayans got you or something.
yeah, I'm good.
So what's you got a brand new Illuminati Cuda, or no, that's a tuna, right? You got the big tuna
yeah.
in it? All right, and
yep.
How'd that work? You took that out at night? Yesterday?
Yeah.
How'd that work?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, it wasn't nearly as bright as I had hoped, but then again, I had to take into account, which I didn't, the fact that while it's being charged during the day by the sun,
uh-huh.
when the sun goes away, it is technically glowing, and you might not be able to see it because it's dusk.
Right.
So it starts to lose its charge at about that point.
By the time it's really dark enough that you could see it?
well, it's like it'll hold. It's supposed to hold a charge for close to 5 hours.
Right.
And I think that it does. I just think that you just can't pick up the glow factor, whatever. Listen, at the end of the day, I didn't give it a fair shakedown because you can charge the thing with your headlights, as I've been told by numerous people who have one, and it works really well. What I did with it instead, because I didn't really care if it glued green or not, is I threw an LED flashlight up into the nose of it, down underneath the hull.
Uh-huh.
And let the LED flashlight kind of glow through the plastic, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Which actually resulted in something that was way cooler than the boat actually glowing green. The whole deck was glowing white. So, it made for easy spotting of things on the deck of the kayak and stuff. But what was cool is I think that I probably saw 15 or 20 shrimp swim right past the nose of the boat. I don't know if it had anything to do with it being white or not, but it was pretty cool.
So
that's probably why that gator was hissing at you.
Probably. I mean, under that unidentified floating object going down the waterway there, so. I mean,
glowing white and green.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I like it. I mean, it's
It's a neat concept. I wonder how it would work out if you left after it was dark and set it up in front of your headlights for a little while.
Well, that's the idea. Is
yeah.
Yeah, give me whatever. You're supposed to set it up in front of your headlights for 15, 20 minutes, and that's supposed to give it enough life to glow for a few hours. But for what we were doing in that particular area, there's usually a lot of boat traffic at night. I wanted to make sure that I was a little bit more safe than hoping that the green light would glow enough. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm wondering
if
the infrared spectrum, wonder what actually activates that to make it glow. If you use some like IR chem lights and threw them into the hull, or just some regular chem lights into the hull, you know, if that would kind of help with the glow thing, you know.
Well, if you held a LED light to it,
right,
for any length of time, I mean that'll charge it.
Ah, cool.
So, I mean,
LED won't charge it as well as as an incandescent light, though.
Right.
LED doesn't have as much UV and as much IR.
Right. It's UV,
right.
Yeah, I think that's really like, kicking it.
Well, for instance, like at the shop there at Kayaks by Bo, when we have all the lights on in the shop, you know, we've got all the fluorescent lights kicking. It's actually really, really, I mean, it glows really, really bright with
right.
the lights off. So, you know, I know it looks good. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how functional the actual glow in the dark is as far as a safety feature / fishing feature, whatever. As I had told Marty, who is the national sales manager for Jackson and a few of the other Jackson folks, I'm more interested in the color of the boat being that it's white and almost translucent because
yeah.
of the fact that you can throw the lights down in the bottom of it and really light the thing up as far as safety is concerned.
Well, you know, the other part about it too is that, and this is the reason why my native was the first dark colored kayak that I bought because yellow, the light colors, you know, when you're out there in the summer, they absorb the heat and everything. You know, that's why my paddle has the light colored shaft on it so that it doesn't heat up and stuff. So that boat in the summer would probably be pretty cool, you know, relatively as sitting on it in the summer, you know.
Yeah, well, that's cool. I mean, it's, you know, I didn't even want one, to be honest with you, to begin with, because how many kayaks do I need? I mean, I got two Cuda 14s and two big tunas, and I don't have any change. And then, I was convinced for the people from Jackson to take this one on, and
it's
been fun. Huh?
Oh, give it a try, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And so, you know, I like it, to be honest with you. And like I say, for a couple different reasons. I mean, that big tuna, honestly, is just one of the baddest boats that I've ever personally paddled, and I'm not saying that because I'm a Jackson kayak person. I'm telling you that just because it's the God's honest truth. I mean, that thing, it's crazy loose on the surface. Like, you can turn the thing on a dime. It's just a great boat, and I chose that one over the 14 in the Illuminati, over the Cuda 14, sorry, because I wanted the stability that boat has versus the Cuda for nighttime fishing around bridges and stuff.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, the guys that went out with us last night, they were in a big tuna as well, John and Justin. They went tandem, which is kind of funny to watch two dudes fishing facing each other in a little tiny kayak. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, trust me, I gave him a bunch of crap for it, but and it performed real well with the two of them in it. So
cool,
it's a good boat. Yeah,
awesome.
The live well works real well. That's
looking to check it out when we get down to the boondoggle there. So
yeah, we'll have plenty. I should have about three of them there at Car Spark for folks to try. So
right,
yeah, I'm
sweet.
Definitely picking up a big tuna this year once I renew with the team.
Yeah. So all right. What was I going to say? Oh, in the chat room there, they're talking about Tommy brings up a point because he asks about, you know, if you had to worry about the gators at night and stuff like that. And you do, to an extent, have to worry about the gators. But just he brought up a point there. He's thinking I told him he'd carry some rocks. But we'll be inside of the Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge. So anybody that normally packs heat, make sure you leave that at home when you get inside of there because weapons aren't allowed. So just kind of –
you don't have to worry about the gators.
Nah.
Yeah. I mean, like the one last night, I mean, you could tell it was a stud. You know, there's a distinct difference between a 6-footer growling at you and a 10-plus footer growling at you. And this thing last night sounded like he was all up 10-foot, if not bigger. Shaking the water and everything with his back, so he wasn't too happy. We were in his little area, but we just got out of his way, and you know, never had a problem. So, like I say, I always say it, man. At night, I'm more worried about manatees than I'm worried about gators. So
to dump you in the water, yeah. Well, when we went down to the lab that one time, and me and the clone kind of eased off to the west there. And there was that big old guy that we were watching after we pulled out of the water, you know, that was eating that dead pig or whatever it was. And that was a big old gator, and he had swum by us, and we just kind of we yielded the territory to him and backed away from him, and he didn't maintain any kind of super approach or nothing like that. So, and I'd say that was about a 12-13 footer. That was a big old gator.
Yeah, you'll see some. I don't know how many we'll see. There'll be a few roaming around the no motor zone that'll be that size, 12, 13, maybe even pushing 14 foot that come down out of the NASA area. But in February, for the most part, they're so lethargic because it's so cold or water's so cold, you don't really have to worry about them.
Yeah, it'll slow them down. You can out paddle them. They don't have my paddling event in the Olympics. It's like, you know, a half a mile in total panic. I mean, I just, yeah. No, you don't want to get in my way because I'll run right over you. So
it's pretty funny.
Paddling equivalent of run, forest, run.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's a difference between a coward and a fool, right? The coward knows when to run. So, but anyhow. So what's Santa Claus bring you guys? Mr. Becker, you got something special under the tree from Santa for your yak fishing exploits?
Not that I'm aware of or that I've been able to suss out by my commando present peeking skills.
Your ninja present skills, right?
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to get the ninja cloak out and see if I can do a little bit better with that because the the other stuff just isn't working out.
Well, our friends over at yakangler.com, they put out the Christmas wish list earlier in the month, and folks have kind of lost track of it, but There were some pretty good ideas in there. I mean, Chuck, how about you, man? Anything new on your Christmas list coming in?
No, not really, man. This year it's all about the children.
That's right.
You know, it's just whatever. I'm actually at Target right now, and I'm probably gonna end up picking out my own Christmas gift. But just got my brand new Orca cooler, man. So that was like a Christmas/birthday present early from Orca. Thank you very much.
I saw that. That's a beast, man.
Thing is awesome. I mean,
they got it over Yeti, or
what's that?
You think Orca's got it over the Yeti cooler?
I'll put it to you like this: I was Yeti pro staff. I left Yeti to go to Orca.
There you go. Well said.
So, you know, anytime somebody comes up with something that's made in America, I try to support it. And so. You know, and the fact that Orca coolers are made at the Jackson Kayak facility doesn't hurt either for me. So,
right.
Well, I didn't know that. I knew they were made in the U.S., but I did not know. I mean, so now, Do you have something? I mean, what's the comparison? I mean, as far as the weight and stuff. I know you had that little Yeti, but the one that looks like the Orca looks a lot bigger than the one you normally carried on your kayak.
Yeah, the one I have now is a 75 quart, so it's a pretty good size cooler. And then
yeah.
I've got the Yeti that I had was a 15 quart, and I had what was it, 55 quart. I believe it was the other one that I had a while back, and I sold it. But they're not they're really pretty coolers. The fit and finish on them is amazing. Lifetime warranty on every piece and part of the cooler for the life of the cooler, and it's rotor molded, so I mean the thing will last literally forever. But come January, they're going to drop a 20 quart, a 30 quart. A 55 quart, a 75. Well, they already have the 75, a 125, and a 250.
Wow, a 250,
yeah.
Man.
I could live in that thing.
Yeah.
Well, someone's gonna leave the boondoggle with one because they've donated one for the raffle.
A 250 quart cooler?
No. Just one of their coolers. Probably a 75.
Wow.
Sorry, I'll make sure I leave room in the car.
Okay.
I already got you marked down for it, buddy.
Got it ready to go, right? So, and man, that sounds like it's getting close. We're getting close to it. We've got, I think the last time I looked, we got 156 folks that are saying that they're going to show up, and that doesn't really. Really take into account all the folks who may show up with them, so right, so we're looking
yeah.
At
I've got a hold of the cars park and let them know that there's a very very good possibility that we can have 300 plus, so
wow. Alright, and we've got Sonny's Barbecue gonna do the Saturday night dinner for us. Arlie says there's 100 Virginians coming.
Well, yeah, but the Virginians are being weird. They're staying at the KOA. Like, what's that all about?
They're going to be in the middle. They're wanting to fish the lagoon and Cars Park and all that stuff. That's what they're going to do. But they're like me. They don't want to sleep on the ground. So, anyways,
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
There you go. So we're going to be there. And then we've got... three teams now for the, let me make sure I get this right, the
Adventure Fishing World Championship.
That's right, Adventure Fishing World Championship. It looks like right now they got one sponsor, Native Watercraft, the Kayak Fishing Store, and it's going to be 2 weeks after the boondoggle. So the Friday is the 1st of March. That's when the captain's meeting is. And then Saturday will be fishing the adventure style kayak fishing there. And we've got three teams so far. Still waiting on a couple of confirmation, but it looks like we're going to have Team Tree Hugger is myself and the clone. We've got Team Redfish Chuck. And Chuck, you said, have you announced who your fishing partner will be yet?
I think I did, but we can do it now. I'll be fishing with none other than Jose Vidal, or as most people know him, Pepe.
Okay. And then we've got our third Kayak Fishing Radio team, which will be the Double L crew. They will be joining us. So we've got three teams so far, and we'll we're going to support it, and hopefully maybe some of us will catch some fish. I don't know, Mr. Becker, are you you planning on trying that, or?
At this point, it's not looking like it.
Not looking good?
Not looking good. There's a chance, but it's not a big one.
Yeah. It looks like it could be a lot of fun, and I'm not normally I do tournaments just for the curiosity of the tournament, like the DOA tournament. That's a lot of fun because of the guys that put it on, you know, and it's not really that big high stress type tournament thing. But this looks pretty interesting. It throws in that idea of getting lost in the Everglades. So that could be fun. make sure that you bring your flares and a GPS and a compass. So, but we'll see.
What's the kind of flares you shoot out of the gun?
Pen flares, whatever. Yeah, you gotta have some sort of a signaling device. So they've got a list of required equipment. You have to stay with your partner the whole time. Of course, that's a good idea, being as those of us that got to go down and fish there. I don't know, Matt, have you ever fished down in the Everglades?
I have not.
Yeah, the last February boondoggle, we did a Chuckalowski, which Everglades Park is right up just prior to getting to Chuckalowski. It's just a causeway that goes out to the island. Chuckalowski is an island. But if you look at the Google map, I mean, you see like these little mangroves, and it's kind of difficult to discern whether it's water or coral or whatever. But there's just these, they call it 10,000 islands, and that's really what it is. There's all these little bitty islands. And I think, in fact, there's probably some that change on a daily basis depending upon how swift the current is and how severe the tide is. But luckily, it looks pretty good that there's a the tide is in favor of riding out toward the outside, is what they call it, and then riding back in time to get back in before the 5 o'clock cutoff. So it looks like it's going to be interesting. I don't know how well I will do with the clone, but we're gonna give it a shot and give it a try. So, but if you guys haven't checked that out, it's AdventureFishingWorldChampionship.com. And if what was it? 2 weeks ago, I think it was the Double L crew on Tuesday. Listen to that podcast. You can listen to it through the app. That makes it a lot easier to find all of the podcasts the app does. So, anyways, I don't know. Yeah, thanks, Tom.
Yeah, they'll probably get some jersey heads down there for that one. Kayak Fishing, they're sponsoring it. They're from up here. So.
Now, Matt, you said you're going to be fishing, though. You're headed down that. You're not going to be fishing that tournament, are you? You're going to be in.
Nah, unfortunately, I got a family event that weekend. So.
Unfortunately, that's not unfortunately, man. Family things are good.
I'd rather be fishing.
Oh, you're not going to be fishing. You're going to be in Florida and not fishing.
No, for the boondoggle. I just can't make that one.
Oh, okay.
But the other tournament, I have a family event on that weekend, unfortunately, because I would definitely go down for that one.
All right. So, anyways, that's about it for this Thursday event. Next week, now Chuck, are you going to be doing a show on Monday on Christmas Eve or?
Yeah, I think I am.
You're gonna get Santa to stop in on his way around and join you for a couple of minutes on the show if he's got time.
Yeah, kind of. I'm supposed to have the one, the only Mr. Chad Hoover joining me.
Ah.
I don't know if Chad realized that it was Christmas Eve or not, but I'm gonna play it off like I told him that it was.
I told you, man.
But he said something about a giveaway on the show, so I don't know, man. I mean,
maybe
I'm gonna text him. I'm going to text him once we get off of the show tonight and make sure.
It is the season of giving, right?
It is the season of giving. That's what I'm
talking about. And
just say if you've been watching Chad Hoover's rigging shows.
There, I know, and I was just going to plug them, Matt. It's on
YouTube. Informative stuff there. He's doing a really good job with that.
I know. I watched him put the Black Pack together last night, the new Yak Attack crate, basically. That's a pretty cool-looking piece of gear.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks interesting. It's basically a crate, but with multiple functions.
Yeah, well, you leave it to Luther to come up with some multi-use. I mean, that guy invented the decoder ring, I think.
Yeah, they actually came up with a design to put wheels on it last night. That was something.
Okay, so R. Lee is asking in the chat room, where do you watch the live feeds at? If you go to Ustream.com and just... there's a search box there. Just search Kayak Fishing Gear TV, all one word, Kayak Fishing Gear TV. And all of the previous shows are there. And Chad is actually, you know, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but he does, when he has one of the live feeds, he does it at 8 o'clock Central Time. So that's 9 o'clock. So it's an hour after we start the Kayak Fishing Radio show. So if you can catch both of us. And last night, like I said, they did the Black Pack from Yak Attack. So that was pretty cool. So Ustream.com, Kayak Fishing Gear TV. And
he usually posts up when he's going to have a live show on his Facebook page, which is Not Right on Facebook.
There you go, Not Right. And he'll throw it up there. And if you haven't friended Chad, go ahead and do that, and then you'll get all that information when he puts one up. But take a look at it. It's pretty interesting stuff in Ustream for those folks that like to watch putting the gear together. I think a couple of nights prior to that, he installed a flush mount rod holder in one of the, I don't know if it was a tarpon, but it was a Wilderness kayak. So nice job, and it was pretty interesting. So for those of you who are just getting out or getting a new kayak for Christmas and just getting started in kayak angling scene, it's a listen to us, watch the shows from Chad, and check out Hook One, and that's where you can get some pretty good gear. So I think I'm about to the bottom of my list here tonight. Matt, you gonna try to do some fishing this weekend? What's the game plan for you, man?
Actually doing Christmas with my parents down in Delaware, and I will be trying to do some fishing down there. So that's the plan.
Cool. So appreciate you joining me tonight as a co-host, and look forward to getting you started after the first of the year, providing us with some streaming information on our app there.
Look out for the best of shows from Kayak Fishing Radio.
Awesome. And Matt's working on that. He's our Kayak Fishing Radio app streaming program director there. We'll come up with some really interesting title to give you. So we'll run that by Becker. Mr. Becker?
Sure.
How about you? What's your game plan for the weekend, man?
Well, with what they're talking about for the weather down here, we've got this cold front sagging down through, you know, should be passing you and headed down for us, and it's supposed to be pretty chilly and pretty breezy both on Saturday morning. So I'm not sure whether or not I'm going to dig out the long johns to go fishing in Florida. That something's just not right about that. However, do need to get out. Got a bunch of reviews in the process for yakangler.com.
Cool.
Finishing up reviews on Ohiro's new, it's not brand new, but their Carbonado kayak fishing rod series. Outstanding. Great price point. They've got a new reel out as well. And for a $50 price point, I'm going to have a hard time finding another reel that'll beat it in that price range.
Right.
They're really being aggressive with some of the stuff they're doing. Got another of their rod reviews to do. So I've got to get out on the water and get some bent rod, tight line time to really break those in. Good part is I'm off the week between Christmas and New Year's, so I'm planning on planning on getting a lot of ultraviolet exposure and increasing my cancer risk during that week.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So
I have to hit a button for Tommy head jigs.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize that was going to be there. I would have shifted the delivery entirely differently. I apologize.
There you go, Tommy head.
Tommy head. Hanging out. All right. There we go. All right, Greg. Well, Merry Christmas to you and yours, man. And we'll
yeah, right
see
back
next
at
week.
You, buddy. Give everybody our best.
We'll do. And Chuck, how about you, man? You're going to kick off Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve with Redfish Chuck.
Yeah, I'm not fishing, I don't think, man. I'm with Becker on that one. It's supposed to get pretty cold over here on the coast, man. I think we're supposed to be down in the 40s or something like that at night for the lows, so I'll stay in a warm bed and just bypass this particular weekend. But next week I'm hoping to get out quite a bit. Actually, we've got some boats that are in the shop we just got demos of that I'm anxious to get a little bit of seat time in them just so I can be a more, what's the word I'm looking for, a more experienced salesperson.
Right.
There at Kayaks by Bo. So.
Okay. And we won't ask you to divulge any of those make or models. So. But,
I don't care. Native and Hobie and Wildy. Really, the Hobies have kind of like my interest right now. I just want to get in them and pedal them around and, you know, just kind of see what it's all about and whatever. So,
right.
So if I got somebody coming in looking to drop $2,800 on a pro angler, I need to be able to tell them
what it's all about, right?
Yeah, that's all it is.
I think, I think a good idea for you to do would be to take a PA-12 and just go out towards the buoy line, you know, and see how many triple tails you can load up in the back of that thing.
See, I would love to do that. However, I don't think that my friends over at Jackson Kayaks would be too excited about me posting anything about me being in anything other than a Jackson boat.
We won't tell, man. We promise. We won't. You wouldn't tell, yeah. Would you, Becker? I wouldn't tell.
I wouldn't say a word.
No, we
and I don't know where those pictures came from, but it wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't me, right?
Yeah, Becker would be standing up on Jetty Park's pier waiting.
Yeah. So.
I'd be locked into the Google satellites taking pictures.
There you go. All right, man. Well, good luck to you, and we'll see you on Monday night. We'll be running kind of a best-of show on Tuesday for the Losers there. We're going to take Christmas Day off for Kayak Fishing Radio. And then we'll see you guys back in here next week. So thanks for joining me, Matt. Again, you did a great job as co-host. You managed to push a button or two, right?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me on as co-host. It was good times.
All right, Greg, Chuck, man, Merry Christmas to you guys, and we'll talk to you next week sometime.
You too,
thanks
buddy.
For having us on.
All right, good night,
all. Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. And you guys in the chat room, thanks for joining us. Tommy, R. Lee, Mr. Loser, Jim, Merry Christmas to you all down there. It was like 50 this morning, and the temperature is dropping. I mean, we've lost 10 degrees easy since this morning. So you guys take care, bundle up, and we'll see you next time here at Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm a Dot. Tight lines. Merry Christmas. See you next time.